tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey! Hey! Hi, everyone. Welcome to another fabulous after show of Bring It. This is the Big Apple and the Bitter Apple, season 3, episode... What episode is this? I think 19 or 20.
I think 19.
Okay.
Say 19.
We don't know, but it's the best. 19? Okay, see, I knew. Happy Sunday. I missed you guys so much. Sorry I wasn't here last week. But I am joined by my favorite co-host. Who am I with? Let them know.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I was in the group. I am Robin Ayers. How you doing, Tony?
I'm Tony Moore. How you doing, Robin? How you doing, English?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing over there?
We're doing great. We're just in it.
That's fabulous. Here we go.
In New York.
Hold on. I'm a soloist.
Oh, go ahead.
Dreams are made of something you can do.
Can we do your background?
New York.
Yeah.
And you gotta have a hand out like this.
Like you're sweeping.
Yes.
All right, you guys enjoyed our show, our intro show.
Ooh, happy Sunday.
This helps your range. Like okay. If you want to go up. So you want to bring it down. A little something for you. Y'all know I love demonstrations.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tony, for that.
No. Thank you.
Back to our regular scheduled program.
Oh, this is the program. Because we live in life.
We are. On Lifetime. Okay, so this week the girls are still in the summer competition phase. They are long awaiting SummerSlam. Which is the Super Bowl of the summer competitions. There's 5 to 6 teams that will be in the whole session. And
pause. I love how she said this is like the Super Bowl of like contests. And then she was like, there's only about 5 or 6. I said 5 or 6. Like you said it was a Super Bowl. I was thinking like 10, 20. Like it's about to be like a 1 week event where they chopping the block. There's 5, 6.
But they've weeded them out. That's the thing. That's what they've been doing each week.
Oh,
so it's 5 to 6 teams at the last Super Bowl that are fighting it out.
Okay. Because I'm about to say all 5, 6 teams just preparing for this one this one rumble.
Right. You guys could have did that in my backyard.
Okay. For $2.50.
Right.
$2.50.
And I'm going to have some pickles for sale and some Jolly Ranchers and some chicken.
Is that what they eat down there?
No, I mean, I love that.
Oh, okay.
Shout out, Robin. No, is that what they eat down there?
How are you going to sell the things you love?
Right.
aren't you supposed to be like but about it's the like, consumer?
But it is the consumer. It's Southern.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what they like down there.
Yeah.
So they eat pickles and Jolly Ranchers. I remember that.
And
with
freeze
the
cups.
Lollipops in the pickle. Y'all never had that?
Yes. My grandma still does that. She's probably doing it right now.
See, I knew pickle. I wasn't tripping.
Mm. What, Tony?
I was
You're not
you
about that life? Are you not about that life, Tony?
I'm about that Southern fried life, yeah.
Okay.
You got some chicken, I'll come get it from you.
Okay.
He is with that Crisco.
Right.
Tony likes
but
Crisco.
But I don't use Crisco.
Mm-mm, then I can't have your chicken.
I use like olive oil and virgin olive oil and... sunflower oil. Peanut oil? Okay.
No.
Anyways, let's get into this no excuses competition.
Exactly. No excuses for not using Crisco.
This week, the girls are competing in Goodman, Mississippi, and they are competing in the trio and stand battle.
Well.
We thought.
Right.
Against the Pearls of Perfection, Leading Ladies of Nashville, and the Prancing Tigerettes. Last time we were with them, the Tigerettes lost to the dolls. Mm-hmm. So here we are again.
Yeah.
And here we were again.
So Miss Diana said six girls are going to NYC for 3 days. It's giving them the opportunity to work with Tanisha Scott. Have you guys heard of her?
I have not. Have you? Okay.
Me neither. But well, apparently, she's worked with big artists.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. You can't necessarily knock who she is because a lot of those people are behind the scenes anyway. Yes. Right. You know? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, big ups to Tanisha if that's what you do.
And because I heard Tony taught Beyonce some of her moves. Well, that's what I just saw on your Wikipedia page.
I got a Wikipedia page?
You didn't know?
Look
at I'm moving on up.
Ain't got good.
Won't he do it?
He sure will.
Oh, that's a blessing. Hashtag blessed today, y'all.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Wait, so you looked at Tony's Wikipedia?
Of course.
Oh, what's up? Did you Google me?
I Googled you, too.
Oh, hey.
We Googled you and found out she was on the reel.
She was on the reel.
This is our time. Don't waste another minute of me. Okay.
She's on there with her boo thing. Yeah. Hey, boo thing.
If y'all haven't checked it out, go to The Real Daytime on YouTube and type in Robin, and you will see her sitting on the table with the lovely ladies of The Real, and you will find out a whole lot about her.
She was holding it down, though. You just blended. She just blended in like she was just naturally a part of the cast.
Thank you very much. They just need to say,
you know, you should just stay.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you. And, you know, no one has heard of me either. So just like Tanisha Scott, that doesn't say that it doesn't exist, right?
Hello, somebody.
Hey, I mean, that's a word.
Hello, somebody.
Is that not a nugget?
Okay.
That's a nugget.
That's Holston right there.
Go ahead and pick it up.
That's Holston right there. You see how she had turned it back around where she said, people may not have heard about me. She went right back into the... That's Holston right there.
Awesome.
That's Holston. Because I was trying to look up Tanisha Scott.
Right. So apparently so she's worked... Well, not apparently. Let me just say. She's worked with Sean Paul, Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
So, and she... we'll get into it later. But she seemed very humble and very sweet and like she knew what she was doing. So
she's a three-time MTV VMA nominated choreographer.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And she's noted for her Jamaican dance hall moves into the mainstream.
Yeah. I wish I could dance hall.
She seemed like she was really good too. Just from what she was doing with the girls, from what we saw, she looked like she was really good.
Yeah. Do any of you guys know how to do dance hall?
No. I like to act like I do.
Really?
I'm sure Tony knows how to do it all.
Tony does it all.
Look, boom,
So
don't give me a wall.
Miss D decided to send Cameron, Christiana. Oh, that wall.
Cameron, I feel like you know that one.
Right. Cameron, Christiana, Kayla, Sanjay, Kinjanae, and Micaiah are all going to New York. They're so excited to see the lights and the action.
I was glad that they were able to go because when anybody gets to have some sort of exposure like that, New York is the place to go.
Because
it's like you see everything. And Miss Diana was right. You know, look at these billboards. Look at all this light. This could be you.
This could be you.
And so for these girls to be from Mississippi, you know, not have that type of exposure. Well, now they do.
Yeah.
They go everywhere. But, you know, New York is just a different kind of place and a different kind of energy. So I was happy for
them. But I wonder why they had to go to New York and why didn't they have Tanisha come to the dollhouse and do just like a class with all the dolls? Did anyone else wonder that?
But it gave them a different scenery. Like they, in Mississippi, all you're seeing is cows, Cracker Barrel, and
nothing wrong with Cracker Barrel.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, you're not seeing much. So if there's an opportunity to get the girls outside of Mississippi to
see
past, like, oh my gosh, like this is where I want to be.
Then
like Sanjay was like, it was like heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is what I wish. Then I wish that they, like, there was a week of no competition.
Yeah.
They all got on the bus.
Yes.
And they all went to New York so that they could all
experience it.
You know what
That's
I mean?
True.
Like, take in the New York flavor, the New York culture, Broadway shows, like, all of that, instead of just taking these, you know, select group of people during a competition week, mind you.
Who we always see go.
Yes. And then have this quick, like, workshop, and then they came back, and it's a day before the competition.
Right. Well, you know what? On that note, I actually said the same thing. It was just a moment that I saw. excuse me. All the girls were sitting down and I was looking at the faces of the other girls who we never hear, never see, or whatever. And I just thought, what must it be like for them to be in the same exact group, mm-hmm. being videotaped by the same people, but they never get any shine.
They may be better dancers or performers, like Tamia, which we always go back to. She was there. She is like supreme to me. Yeah. Obviously, she got captain, and mm-hmm. then because of all the drama, she wasn't able to do it anymore. But they never give her shine. Like, they never invite her places. She barely has, like, one-on-one confessional.
Yeah. But that's what leads me to believe that it has to be some sort of production. It has to be. You know, because I'm sure you have a squad full of, like, amazing girls. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm mm-hmm. sure there's got to be some really undiscovered talent in there.
You know what? Miss D actually put something on Instagram. Did you guys see that?
No.
It was, like, a while ago. Give me a little bit to find it. Okay. But I'm going to pull it up and because I remember she said something about that.
About the other girls.
I'm sure the show, though,
if it was like 20 different girls that we were following, we couldn't keep up. You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
Like with anything, there's always a core favorite of everybody. Like High School Musical. Or, you know, like right. even though this is like a reality show, supposedly, I think they picked a core certain girls depending on their personality, their parents' personalities, mm-hmm. because the parents are part of the show too.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, these are the main girls.
Right. Well, because I think Tony found it, but before you even say, before we say that, like for instance, Dance Moms, and I hate to do the comparison, but mm-hmm. they took these girls and put them in their own room. Like, I'm sure there's, you know, with, Abby Lee's dance company, there's tons of other girls, uh-huh. mm-hmm. but you take the select group who are going to be a part of this show, and mm-hmm. They don't have them in the room with everybody mm-hmm. else. It's just about these girls. But I'm saying with Bring It, you have everybody in yeah. the room, and
never make cuts.
No, they're yeah. always just there, and yeah. I'm like, gosh.
And being someone who does the after show for Dance Moms, Abby has said that there are a slew of people in her studio that mm-hmm. are taking other classes and doing other things, but this is the cast, and
yes.
you know, that's why you only see them there's like you only see them at the competitions, you only see them working together, you only see them doing solos and trios and duets and things like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's less of a distraction,
yeah,
because you're not wondering about the other people. Because you know who I wonder about oftentimes during mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. I don't know her name, and I keep referring to her as this, excuse me about this, but the little white girl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like yeah. ever since last season when she was competing for it, mm-hmm. I've been like, well, who is that? Who is she? Like,
right.
you know, and I'm not saying that, but because she's white, but it's, for me, it's interesting because, like, you know, here's this predominantly black, you know,
yeah.
group. And then you have this one girl who I think is killing it
yes.
somewhere, mm-hmm. but we don't get to see it. Like, I want to see her.
And to me, if they did have an opportunity to show her, it would bring a different audience, because people like to watch who they can identify to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Tony watches Beyonce. He loves Beyonce because he identifies with Beyonce.
Beyonce identifies with me.
Right. Or the other way around. Oh, I'm uh-huh. sorry.
Okay.
So everyone has their person they watch and they, you know, they like.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would bring a slew of more white Southern girls that maybe want to dance hip hop or buck or mm-hmm. crump or whatever style of dance that they want to do, and say, hey, I want to be like her. I can do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, sorry.
Oh no.
I want Miss Diana to call in. So I specifically want to ask her that question about mm-hmm. the cast and, you know, how it's done and why don't we see other girls?
Well, speaking of that, how about I go to this?
Okay.
She posted this about a week ago. It said, Bring It facts. Number one, cast is chosen by network. Coach D has zero say-so. Coach D only controls choreo, costumes, and all things doll related for performances. Coach D doesn't control the music, laws in place, don't ask me. Coach D isn't a producer on the show yet. Fingers crossed. So good luck to you for being the producer. Coach D is not an editor and does not edit the show. She doesn't make these decisions. Please don't expect her to take credit or get or get a paycheck for something she hasn't done or earned. Kayla and Sanjay are both in college. They will appear on all episodes of Bring It this season. Seasons aren't filmed live. Mm-hmm. It's tradition that our seniors dance with the team until they graduate. Kayla is training to coach. And officially takes over next season. Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Because
then what's going to happen to Coach D?
Well, I have some news and gossip for that we can get into later.
Okay. Kayla is a college student, Dollhouse Advanced Majorette Instructor, and Doll Assistant Coach. Coach D will be teaching... Oh, never mind. Doesn't care if you... We don't often find out the week before where we compete. Clearance issue, TV. So they only find out a week before, I guess. Hmm. And then that's really it pertaining to the show.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I have team performances. Bring it. Main. Okay. No, that's it.
Okay. So
that's good. That was good to know that the producers actually choose the cast.
I'm sure like they wanted to know who the cast can't pick out who's the best girls. Obviously, there's these core girls that they're her favorite naturally too. Like Cameron, she's friends with Mimi. Kayla. She's been the captain for this many years. Mm-hmm. So obviously she's getting shine. Sanjay and the twins and Selena are a whole package in itself because Selena's nuts.
Right.
And then Sanjay was always getting cut.
I think, though, that it has something to do with when the producers are trying to... They go through so much in-depth information and background before they cast anybody.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they have to hear from Ms. Diana and hear from the girls and hear from the moms. And then based on all of that, they find out who's who. Like, who has this type of relationship? Who's been here the longest?
Who fights one of your each best other? Dancers? Where's our drama?
Of course. So based on all of that information is probably why they get their cast, or, you know, why they cast them the way that they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My thing is, though, I think that maybe if we watched more of their natural, like, YouTube dance performances, we may be able to see, like, if it's not filmed for Lifetime, we may be able to get an opportunity to see other girls get their shine.
Yeah, let's hope possibly.
So. Yeah. So anyways, for trio cuts, Miss Diana she weeds all the girls out and she decides Christiana, Micaiah, and Cameron are doing it for different reasons. One of them knows how to buck well, one of them has great expression, and the other one has great energy.
Pretty much the three people that went to New York, right?
Right.
They all, can we point that out?
Except for two others,
The three people in the trio went to New York.
Yeah, they did. They all went to New York. So, Tony.
What?
Stop.
I just had to have a moment.
Okay,
you had a moment. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
I gave my face.
You gave your face.
Continue.
Okay. So then they also compete, like we've been seeing for the last few weeks, for captain.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And this part has been a struggle for me because I don't understand why, and maybe she'll answer this question, why does she choose the same people to compete for captain every single week? Why don't you give other girls a chance? Every week Cameron has been up there to compete for captain, and every week everyone outshines her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe out of everyone, these are the strongest, you know, people who can handle a position like that.
I can't believe that. I believe that there's probably other girls that know how to compete. Because Cameron...
Well, we don't know them.
I've came to... and we won't know them. I've came to realize she's more a solo performer than a competitive, like, battler.
Right.
Because... It's just
right.
Not
well,
happening.
That's true. What's her mom's name again?
Mimi,
and I like Mimi.
Yeah,
but she's really getting her feelings this particular episode, and I feel like a lot of the moms do.
Yeah,
and she goes so hard, and they say she deserves this. She deserves this.
Yeah,
but she's not showing it.
She's not showing it. It has nothing to do with whether you I mean, not that it has nothing to do with that. And I'm sure all of these girls are at rehearsals every week. They're they're dancing their hardest and they're doing whatever they can. But it's not really about that. What can you do to win the competition?
Mm-hmm.
So. I just kind of had this slight issue with Mimi because things don't seem to be going her way so far this season.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, you know, knock it off. Talk to your daughter. Get her a little bit more pumped up. But at the same time, everybody's not meant to be in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's Cameron, then that's Cameron. Let you take be the best group dancer that you could be.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't need to be captain.
Not everybody's meant to be a Beyonce. Maybe they're a Latavia or a Farrah.
That's true. Nobody knows them, but...
Shout out, y'all.
But I just think that...
was that shade?
No, that's not shade.
That's
just
the truth.
Reality.
It's true.
But it takes a village. It takes a core group. Yes,
and you would have never had Destiny's Child without, you know, the other girls.
The writing's on the wall. Are you kidding me? I know you see me watching you and I see you watching me. Because boy, your body's calling me.
You must have been playing that. Oh, she, you got the song from like number 9 or something. It wasn't even like.
Of course. That's my CD.
I just pulled it. She was like, I see you watching me. No, I'm not. I'm not watching.
Anyways, Shady McShaderson. But you know what? I do this because I can, like my hat says.
Oh, yes, because you can. Mm-hmm. And you can, anyways.
And I can. Thank you, hater. Anyways.
Well, shake it off.
So while the girls are in New York, Miss Diana decides to have Marcus Scott sit in her interim.
Oh, snitch.
Right. Which was such a contrived scene.
Oh, gosh, yes. It, like, it irritates me. It irks me.
It's too much. Yeah. Like, now, and that's what I'm saying. I've been, like, when you were saying I was on my rant, it's because I really do love this show. And I don't want producers.
When you was about to cry, you were crying.
Yeah. I don't want the producers to take over the natural element of this show. And I feel like in the beginning, it had such a natural, raw, like,
The moms versus Miss Diana, yeah, how like, she runs things and things like
that. Yeah, now it's like, oh, contrived, like, oh, I have Marcus Scott filling in. And then Selena is going to come sit at my desk and spin in my, like, what grown woman's going to come and spin
right.
in a chair?
And then all of a sudden, it's time to call the mom, it's time to call the studio, and all the girls come around. But yeah, and they just happen to be in that very moment in the chairs in the studio. It's just like too much. Is there such a thing as reality, like real reality anymore?
No. And it's just, I think the beginning
not since
of
World
something.
Real World Season 1.
No. You know what though?
No, like, Real World is, it was
real. Season 1.
Oh, not since then.
Yeah,
you're right.
Season 1.
I agree that real
when
original.
Them folks had no idea what they were getting themselves into.
And the show didn't either. They were all just like willy-nilly. Like, let's get it.
And that was part of it. Like, that was part of the forefront of reality, wasn't it? Weren't
that
they, like,
was
one
the
of
first,
the very first.
Yeah, that was the first reality show.
Yes.
And it's the longest standing reality show. It's still going. I love that
show. Is it still going?
Yeah. They have the Real World.
I left it alone, like, back around New Orleans. Only because.
Oh, New Orleans, yeah.
Because when it comes to reality, I feel like we now come into it as, like, I'm going to portray this character.
Right.
Yes. You know what I mean? I'm going to be this person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I know that there are crazy people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody that crazy.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, crazy, like, you know, you are really putting on a show.
Right.
And then everyone's like, oh, it's editing. If you don't say it, they can't have anything to edit.
There you go. That's
true. But the thing is, from the beginning, I can say what they do provide is unlimited of alcohol. And
right.
If you're in another state, you're missing home, you're 21, because they have, you can only be up to 26 to be on the show. So you're young, you're not sure what you want to do and be in life.
Yep.
You know, like, you're still trying to figure yourself out. You're drinking to ease the pain. You're having fun. You're meeting people. You're meeting, having sex. You're just in a new place. You're just living.
Mm-hmm.
Not on Lifetime, though, on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
But they just, you know, like, I just think that they're like, hey, give them alcohol and just act a fool. And we'll record it.
No, because let me tell you, little Jamie from the San Diego Real World, she played it cool. She was on the show. You barely heard. She out here acting. She used that as her platform.
That's playing it smart.
Because it is playing it smart, but then you know if you're going into reality TV, that's why so many people create this facade of who they want to be so that they can set themselves up with this platform.
But
the platform
that
you're going to be on is not where you want to be for the rest of your
sometimes
life.
but we all know Miss D is not that, she that's her,
that's totally her,
yeah,
that's her.
Yeah. Live and
no,
live in color
her.
Yeah,
but I don't want her to change because of this show, because
I don't think she will. I mean, some there's a part of me that almost kind of feels like maybe production has a little too much control, and I kind of wonder what decisions will be made if production didn't have a hand in it. And I'm not even sure if production has a hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on what we read from her Instagram and what we're seeing about, like, these only select girls and not the other girls and things like that, if they went in and just simply said, have your rehearsal, do whatever, like, what show would we have then?
Right. I agree with that.
I think we would have the season 1 show. I think we would have season one that we, the first season episodes.
I'm curious. I'm going to go back and rewatch because I've been a fan of Bring It mm-hmm. since the first season mm-hmm. as well. But I want to go back and watch it in its raw stage.
Yeah.
Everybody was trying to figure it out and it wasn't mm-hmm. so contrived. So yeah. I'm going to go back and rewatch.
Like, I remember going to visit my boyfriend in Mississippi and the show was... No, I didn't even stop. But no, I was going to graduation at Jackson State University and it's literally down the street from there.
She took a detour.
And shut up. And there was no line. There was no cameras. Like, there was nothing. And it was open. Like, the lights were on. You know, obviously, you could see cars were there. Like, people mm-hmm. were there. But it wasn't like... it wasn't all Hollywood.
I'm sorry.
Tony.
He is providing a very thorough background narrative. And it's hilarious.
You guys, throw Tony the most shade on his Instagram. Lounging with Tony.
Don't throw me no shade.
As well as on his... Twitter at Lounging with Tony, as well as on his website in his contacts form at Lounging with Tony.
See, she can repeat all mine, but you got to think about who she is depending on her social media. She could be English speak, she could be pink English, she could be I'm just talking, like I don't know.
Shut up. I'm English speaks or pink English.
See, you're team too much.
Anyways, let's get back to our show. So
she knows she peeped her head in toe when she went to the park. She trying to act like she ain't parking the parking lot. She did.
I did not. I did not stop. But it was fun to see. And then I saw them one time, like when I was flying in the airport. No, I didn't take a picture. But they were on the same plane as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't talk to them because you know what? I was rushing to get on the flight, and there was like 20 of them and one of me. I could kind of tell they were like looking at me a little bit, like. Because I was like, I need help over here. Uh-huh. I'm one person. Like, y'all got 20 bags, right, 20 people and pom-poms and costumes.
Man. But then she took a picture afterwards.
I did not take a picture. But I did call my sister and was like, oh my gosh, the dancing dolls are on the same plane.
She tried to have a
stand
battle against me in the airport.
Talk about stand battle. Let's get into it. So
don't you roll your eyes at me, pink and English.
So... the girls are coming home from New York. Their bags are lost. Their flight is delayed. They had a great workshop, which was short and sweet, but they learned some moves. You know, they got a chance to see different style of dance. Like, I'm sure they're not doing Jamaican dance hall in Mississippi.
Right.
So they got a chance to learn a little bit of that and then just have another inspiration outside of Miss D to look up to, you know?
And Beyonce.
So Miss D gets there. She sees the girls. She's like, hey, you guys, let me see your moves. She gets all nervous and she says, there's no time to practice. We're not prepared. And she doesn't want to take any chances. This segment right here irked every part of me.
Really?
Because
those three people who were in the trio went to New York and y'all could have practiced in New York while you was calling and checking in on the other
dolls.
Could have done that.
They did practice in New York. Do you guys think that it was appropriate for Miss D to forfeit that category because the girls weren't prepared?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you know something's going to be poo, why are you going to put it on stage? Okay. With your name on it. And,
so you're
and
saying
with
appropriate.
These girls.
It was appropriate for her to pull it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And I was going to say, I see both sides of it because I do, and I agree. If you have a certain reputation, I wouldn't let something that's shaky, because I'm very much... a perfectionist to a certain degree. Like if it's not slamming and excellent in every sense of the way, I'm not putting it out there.
Right.
So I can understand where she's coming from on that. I think Mimi, one of the moms, was saying, trust your girls or whatever and all of that stuff. So on that, I can understand that as well. Just if they don't make
it. Trusting that.
If they don't come in first place, they would have to come in second. Okay, well then next time you know you should have been rehearsing or whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm leaning more towards Miss Diana. Like, I get that because I could identify with that.
I get it. I understand that. For me, in my opinion, I feel like they still should have went out and tried. And how they flashed back to her last season when they lost. And she says, you guys are not defined by a trophy. Like,
that's
the
true.
Trophy doesn't mean anything.
But that's when they performed well.
But
this one gonna go well.
But the thing is... she, like, even the, maybe she should have had a conversation. Maybe she did. We didn't get a chance to see. But when the girls were doing their one-on-one confessional, they were all like, I'm not a quitter. I was never taught to quit. This was, Miss Diana has never told us to quit. I wanted to go out there and get it. If you trust your girls, you have to trust them on both ends. You have to trust them to know if they feel like we can do this, let us do it.
But at the same time, if I'm looking at you and I'm like, mess up, mess up, mess up, and it's a couple hours before the show and we have other things to do, me as the mom, right, mm-hmm. I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to let my babies go out there and mess this whole situation up and mm-hmm. this whole brand up and like, right. No. If they were slamming and they were on point, then absolutely go out there and shoot for it. But
Misty's excuse kept saying, like, we're not going to take second. It was more to me, she was thinking, not like, we're going to bomb this. Like, she just didn't want to take, no, she didn't want to be any lower than first. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. And that's how it was portrayed to me.
Gotcha.
But some of the other parents, you know, had their opinions and all of that. But Miss D even said after she saw the other girls performing, she was like, oh, we could have went out there and performed. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like...
I mean, she didn't feel like her team was going to be stronger. So you don't put your team out there if you don't feel like they're going to do what they need to do.
So do you think it has to do with her personally? Like, she doesn't want to be embarrassed, or she was looking out for the best interest of
both.
I think it's a combination. Yeah. I mean, I think she truly does care about these girls and how they would feel. Mm-hmm. But I also think it is her. Like, if you've spent years building up this brand for yourself, and now, you know, the stakes are even higher because they have a show. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a show and everybody knows who they are, especially mm-hmm. in this industry. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think it is about her as well.
Right. So we get a chance to see the Pearls and the Tigerettes go out there and go back and forth, which it was actually great. To see other teams compete for a minute and mm-hmm. not have the Dancing Dolls like in the core group. And like one of the parents said, she felt like the Dolls or the Tigers were holding out, mm-hmm. waiting for the Dolls.
You can't hold out. You cannot hold out for a hero.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they probably were saving some of their energy or some of their good stance for the main event.
Have three good stands?
Well, this is what Quincy was probably thinking. I'm not Quincy. He probably told the girls, go out there. You guys, it's always going to be the Tigers against the Dolls. It's always going to be the Tigers against the Dolls. So we're automatically, he probably thought in his head, we're going to knock them out and then we're going to end up dancing against the Dolls.
You can't go out there dancing sloppy. They were sloppy, like Miss Diana said. They were sloppy and mm-hmm. not together, and that's unlike them.
Yeah.
And they looked unsure of themselves and not confident, and they were not hitting those moves like they were supposed to. If I am in a competition, I don't care who you are, I'm going to slay each and every one of you. Go home, eat a biscuit, and go sleep.
I mean, drops the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You can't afford to hold anything back. Mm-hmm. Each and every single time that you go out, like, this is what I like about Beyonce since we were talking about her earlier, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't care if she stood right here. She's going to give us a full-blown show if it's three of us or if there's a million of us. It doesn't matter. Every single time she hits the stage, she's going to go hard.
Thank you for
it's
that.
Who you are.
Thank you.
And the thing is, you have to think about your time and the investment of your life that you've put into this craft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why would you ever come mediocre if all you spend your whole time is at this dollhouse or whatever their factory is called?
Yeah.
You're spending all of your time.
Let me try to ally you on know what that factory called. You know you went by there.
No, not the dollhouse. I'm saying Quincy's team.
Oh, Quincy's team.
Yeah, like they've spent all these hours. No, I know the dolls now.
We know.
She parked. She peeped through the window.
She did.
She helped construct the parents' back room.
She did.
She picked out the decor. Did.
You know she was gone a while.
Shut up.
She's probably
she sends her boyfriend over there.
And stuff.
But see, this is how I think about that particular what you're saying.
Yeah.
If I'm Quincy, or if I'm the girls, it's more at Quincy because he's the coach or the choreographer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make sure that everything you do, you're equipped. you don't have to save anything. Mm-mm. Like, don't, you know, you don't have to go hard because we're going to save that for the stands or whatever. Mm-mm. No, every single time, you should be that good.
Yeah.
You got to let folks know who you are.
Every single time. You should come with something different every single time. I got something for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about
it. Put it on a plate and serve it.
Yeah. Every time. And let it be hot and ready.
Yes.
Every time. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, we saw that. What?
I don't know where you was going with that hot and ready all the time.
I like the way you said that, though. Hot and ready.
Because who wants a cold plate of food? You know what I mean? Unless it's a salad.
Hot and ready.
But you're not going to be... You know, it's a salad. But if you got a hot plate of food, who doesn't want a hot plate of food?
Yeah.
Okay? So, anyways...
trying to figure out what's on your plate.
Obviously... Well, I have a lot on my plate. Obviously, the Pearls of Perfection won the trio.
Yeah.
So, go ahead on Rodney. For the Pearls of Perfection, which his pop is the name. Actually, that's like a good name. Remember we were depicting like all the names of all these teams? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a cute name.
Pearls of Perfection.
Pearls of Perfection. And then they call themselves Pop. Like, that's cute.
Y'all tried it.
It's cute.
What?
I do like it. I like it. It's cute.
Anyways.
I want you to come up with your list.
During this portion, during this trio... Which, it's a trio, but it's all the girls, so I don't understand what a trio really is. I would think a trio is...
three people.
But it was all of them.
When?
During the trio. It was them three in the front, but it was still the team in the back. Because remember, they did that drop fall and Quincy got mad?
No, that was the battle. That was the stand battle. They didn't show the trios, did they? They did a quick flash of the trios, but then they went right in the stands.
No. That wasn't... That drop wasn't part of the stands because that's what he got mad for.
Right. And he left.
Yeah.
So,
I think just because, like, even with last episode, how they read in the instructions or part of, you know, that other teammates could be involved. So maybe this was something like that.
You got the instructions? No. I'm reading them. Are you reading the same thing I'm reading?
No. But anyways,
that's what she did.
Okay.
So Quincy got in his feelings and decided they need to be disqualified because they threw another stand after the music stopped and the girl kept doing that kick or whatever and then she dropped. He felt like that was taunting or throwing another stand. He wanted the judges to go back and say, you know, this, they need to be disqualified. Obviously, it didn't
and the
go
judges
his
said,
way.
No, we're right. good. This
we're
is
good,
our decision.
Quincy.
And at that moment, you just say, okay.
But he decided to be very rude and nasty. It's
I didn't like it.
How can you be an example for these girls or for anyone? And you're acting this way.
You could have asked to speak to the judges and said, you know, I need clarification on why this decision is not being changed because to me, I feel like that was a stand.
And in the notebook that you guys have provided for us in the handbook says...
And on page 26, section, article 2B, section 2.5, it says this.
See, regardless of that, whatever their decision was their decision. Mm-hmm. I feel like no matter what, show your team, show your girls how to behave in
how
a situation like that. How to lose.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he went back in there and he yelled at those girls so tough. And he was like,
get your
if
stuff,
y'all
let's
get another
go.
Opportunity to go out on that floor, y'all better kill it. I mean, he was just taking his aggression and his
which
anger
shows that they weren't
out
killing
of the
it
girls.
The first time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure that he was just basically saying, you know, y'all need to step it up, which I hear that. But he was even saying, I'm in a bad mood. You know.
Nobody can control. I'm in a bad, like, you're putting this out there. How are your girls supposed to feel? So when you guys get on that bus and long ride home back to Memphis, Tennessee,
it's
you're
going to
be stank booty the whole way? Like, these girls are still trying to learn what emotions. You know, they don't know what emotions. They're still trying to leverage that. They're 16 and 13 and 12.
I just don't like it. I don't like anything about how he handled that situation.
And the girl was like, thank you. He was like, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, ew. Just nasty. So, Quincy, we don't need to see you again. You say you're a little behind in Memphis, Tennessee. With your stank booty.
Boop.
Anyways, so they leave.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. And the dolls and the Pearls of Perfection go at it. The dolls throw the first dance. They look so pristine for them to not, like, compete. And that's another thing is, like, oh, it's contrived because I felt like this week when they battled, we got a chance to see more of the dancing instead of them cutting scenes and putting all these music and things together. We got a chance to actually see them dance. And I was like, okay, like, these are my girls again. Because I feel like I haven't seen them really dance. Because the show has been all hoopla and this and that and this and this.
Okay.
Tawanza.
Let me vent for a second.
Okay.
Here's my venting. Well, I don't like every week it feels like I'm looking at the same routine, just in different order.
You think so?
I feel like that.
Okay.
I remember watching, sorry to throw in these other shows, but the, what's the, America's Next Best Dance Crew, right?
Yeah, one of those.
And one of them. But the MTV one, where these teams would come on the stage and every week they had the challenge of doing some theme, remember? And they had to switch it up and it had to be very, you know, unique.
But that was also based on the theme.
It was based on the theme. Not the, that was exact, that was what I just said.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just, right.
You was just reiterating what I said. Okay. All right, cool. I was just, you know, wondering.
He's a commentator today.
So, okay.
He's observing.
The face you give when somebody just tried you.
Look at my face because he just tried it. Okay, so. but what I'm saying is these teams, these dance crews would come with something different and it was refreshing every single time. And you just watch. So that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that Miss Diana brought them over to New York to get a taste of Tanisha because it's like, okay, throw something else in there. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that they would use some of the moves.
So did I.
Yeah, like the little, like brushing off that little,
they couldn't because only six people went.
Yeah.
But they could have came back and taught the dances.
They didn't have time. They came back the day before.
And they lost their luggage.
And they lost their luggage and the flight was delayed and oop, trio got canceled. Maybe next week we'll have the dance hall, but not this week.
What feelings are you in
this
today?
Is like a pillow.
Tony, you were trying to say I was in my feelings a couple weeks ago or like acting wild and ranting and all this. You, my friend.
I'm not in my feelings.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm just, listen, I'm not in my feelings. I'm just bringing things to light. Okay. Whatever is done in the dark shall be brought to the light and I'm here to shine a light on it. Just call me Carmen San Diego.
That's just life, right?
On Lifetime.
So let's get into the last.
What else you want to get into?
I want to get into it. I want to just announce that.
What else
the dolls,
you want to get into on this hot plate?
The dolls won. That's what was served hot on the plate.
Yeah.
So they congratulations to the dolls again for your awesome win. You guys did such a great job. That leg stretch move was out of control.
And they held it.
They held it. That was dope.
Held it. Show us, Robin.
No, you show us, Mr. Demonstrator.
You're it, Tony.
No, I pass it on to Robin. You can't do that.
I got y'all next time when I stretch. I got you.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
she has on tight jeans today.
Right, that's true.
She's showing off them curves.
Hey. Isn't this the No Excuses
competition? Next week will be called something else. Just like
we still waiting on your video.
No, next week is probably going to be like, we bout it. So
we still waiting on your video. Remember last season when you was talking about, we said you was going to do a video?
Oh, you didn't see it?
Tried it.
It went viral, Tony.
It went. Define viral.
It just went everywhere.
I tell you where it didn't end up, on my computer.
Shut
did
up.
Did it end up on yours?
Yes, it did. They all saw it, right, guys? So anyways, let's get into a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV. Can I please bring up the commercial that happened during Bring It of the Miami team having their own show that's coming out in September?
Yes. So
they tried it.
Miss Diana's husband actually told me about that.
Oh.
That other teams were going to
really?
Be. Yeah. Last season, that he told me that it was some stuff that they were working on that the show wants to do other teams.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So
you got
let's talk about it. Like, you mean like this sort of dancing, like this bucket, a team like that?
Well, the, you know, remember, the lady, Tracy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Her. Yeah. Yeah. They have that team has their own show. It's called Step It Up.
And supposedly, what's her name was going to first. Well, Miss Diana did tell us that what's her name first was going to have a show. What's crazy?
Tracy?
No, Vera.
No.
Neva.
Neva. Diva the Vala Branch.
Yeah. So there was going to be like a whole thing of all different, like, you know, shows like about all, and now like the Miami team got it and the dolls. And my news and gossip for the week is Miss Diana has taken pictures coming soon, a new dancing doll studio in either Memphis or Alabama. I think it's Alabama.
I think it's Birmingham.
Yeah, I think it is Alabama. So she'll, and that's probably why, to go back to Kayla taking over teaching at the main dollhouse, while Miss Diana probably goes and scouts, gets other girls mm-hmm. there, builds a team in Alabama, and cultivates them. I don't know if they're going to be on the show, but
yeah, I just want to say that I really like what Miss Diana is doing with Kayla. Mm-hmm. She's she's really like bringing her under. She's mentoring her. I just like what she's doing.
She's so. Bringing it.
Yes, yeah, she's bringing it.
Yeah, hopefully she lifetime. Stays in school and gets, you know, like a formal education on all different style of dance. And so when she, so she'll know, you know, mm-hmm. it's better to know everything than just right. to know one thing.
Yeah.
So,
agreed.
Do you guys have any other news and gossip?
That's it.
Nope.
That's it. That's all.
That's all. That's it.
Okay, folks. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us again for another awesome after show of Bring It. We will all be here next week. Right, we'll guys?
Right.
We'll be back next Sunday, 7 p.m. My name is English. I'm only doing this for you. You guys can find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks. I'll see you guys next week.
Yep. And you can see me next week too, English. I am Robin Ayers, and on all social media platforms at Robin Ayers.
I'll be here too. And I am Tony Moore. You can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And if you forget and you're on a certain platform, it's all the same on all platforms at Lounging with Tony.
You guys go give us 5 stars. Let us know what you thought. Leave us comments. We always answer. We love you guys. See you next week.
Oh, you just lied?
What?
We don't always answer.
Uh-huh. Robin and I do.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.